So we're talking about something that doesn't happen very often. A major AI company straight up said no to the US military, and the government basically nuked them for it.
Anthropic refused two things: no mass surveillance of Americans, no fully autonomous weapons. And for that, they got hit with a supply chain risk designation that's normally reserved for Huawei.
But wait, did they actually refuse the military? Or did they refuse one specific version of military work? Because from what I'm reading, Anthropic was already building custom models for the Pentagon, had a $200 million contract, and said they agreed with like 98% of military applications.
Okay, good catch. So they weren't the noble startup refusing all defense work. They were already embedded, already profitable from military contracts. The showdown was specifically about whether they'd remove two guardrails, and when they said no, the Pentagon gave them a 72-hour ultimatum.
So the framing matters here. Was Anthropic taking a principled stand, or were they trying to have it both ways? Make money off defense contracts while maintaining the moral high ground.
Here's the thing that blew my mind. OpenAI ended up getting the exact same two red lines written into their Pentagon deal. Same restrictions Anthropic wanted. But OpenAI got rewarded for it, and Anthropic got crushed. The difference? OpenAI played politics. Anthropic didn't.
Hold on. If OpenAI got the same restrictions, then the Pentagon clearly agreed those two lines made sense, right? So why were they threatening Anthropic?
That's not really about safety policy. That's about corporate obedience and political alignment.
Exactly. And that's where the whole thing gets murky. Because you've got the Trump administration on one side saying AI safety is regulatory capture, and Anthropic saying some guardrails are non-negotiable. But here's what I keep wondering. Did Anthropic actually believe those two lines were critical, or were they using them as leverage?
Well, there's evidence both ways. On one hand, they built a whole constitutional AI framework based on human rights principles. That seems genuine. But on the other hand, right in the middle of this Pentagon showdown, they quietly dropped their hard commitment to pause training if safety measures couldn't keep up.
Wait, they did that? On the same day Hegseth gave the ultimatum?
February 24th, they released version 3.0, of their responsible scaling policy. Their chief scientist said they couldn't make, quote, unilateral commitments because competitors were, quote, blazing ahead. So they're telling the Pentagon, we have unshakable principles about surveillance and autonomous weapons, but simultaneously telling investors, we're not going to pause training anymore because it might slow us down.
Okay, so that's genuinely inconsistent. You can't claim you're the AI safety company if you're also ditching your safety commitments the moment they become inconvenient. But I'd push back a little. Maybe those are different categories of risk? Like, pausing training is about preventing general catastrophic scenarios, while the Pentagon stuff is about specific harms.
Sure, but that's splitting hairs. If you're the company that cares most about AI safety, you don't quietly drop your most concrete safety commitment right before you're about to fight the government over safety principles. It looks like you're negotiating with yourself, trying to find a position that keeps both the Pentagon and your investors happy.
Okay, fair. But let's zoom out. The Pentagon's actual demand was all lawful purposes, meaning they wanted to be able to do anything that's technically legal, right?
Right, and Amadei's response was basically, some of those lawful purposes shouldn't exist yet because AI isn't reliable enough, and some of them are incompatible with democracy. But here's my question. Who gave Anthropic the authority to make that call? They're a private company, not Congress.
And Amadei actually acknowledged that himself. He said on 60 Minutes he's uncomfortable with a few companies making these decisions, and Anderson Cooper asked, who elected you? Which is a devastating question, because it's true. Congress hasn't passed comprehensive AI legislation. So we're in this weird space where private companies are basically writing the rules.
But that's kind of the whole problem, right? Congress hasn't acted, so someone has to decide. And if it's not going to be Congress, is it better to have a company that's at least thinking about the implications? Or is that just corporate paternalism dressed up as ethics?
Here's what kills me about this whole thing.
every other major AI company chose a different path. OpenAI, Google, Meta, they all basically said yes to the Pentagon. And some of them got politically cozy with Trump.
So Anthropic's refusal wasn't just about principle. It was also the only company willing to absorb the political cost.
But why should we reward a company for refusing to cooperate with the government? That's not obviously the right move either.
If you believe AI is genuinely important for national defense, and most people do, then why shouldn't the Pentagon get what it's asking for?
Because autonomous weapons and mass surveillance aren't hypothetical concerns. Those are specific harms with real consequences. And once you build the capability, you can't unbuild it. Emaday's argument was basically, we can help with 98% of what you need. The 2% you're asking for either isn't technically ready or shouldn't exist in a democracy.
But that assumes Anthropic's judgment about what's ready or what shouldn't exist is correct. What if they're wrong? What if they're being overly cautious? And more importantly, if Anthropic won't build it, someone else will. Maybe a foreign adversary. Maybe a less scrupulous company.
Okay, that's the classic, if we don't do it, someone worse will argument. And it's seductive because it's sometimes true. But it's also how you end up justifying anything. And in this case, the irony is that OpenAI did do it. They built the same safeguards Anthropic wanted, and nobody punished them for it.
Because OpenAI played ball politically. They showed up at Trump events, they donated to the right people, they aligned with the administration's worldview. So the real scandal here isn't about AI safety or military policy. It's that the government weaponized corporate power to punish political opposition.
And that's the thing that actually matters. The supply chain risk designation? That's not a policy disagreement. That's the government saying, you're a threat to national security because you won't do what we want. That's a genuinely dangerous precedent, regardless of whether you think Anthropic was right or wrong about the Pentagon's demands.
So where does this actually end? Anthropic's got enough money to fight it in court, but what about the next company that tries to push back?
That's the real question. Because right now, Congress hasn't decided any of this. No court has ruled. We're just watching the executive branch bully companies into compliance through regulatory threats. And until Congress actually legislates on autonomous weapons and domestic surveillance, we're going to keep having these standoffs.